it's hot outside, but you're here in the house of the Lord, ready to praise and worship Him, give Him thanks. As I was thinking right before church, this is where we need to be. If we're hurting or we're sick, we don't just sit around. We go to a place that can cure us. We go and see a doctor. So we'll go to the doctor's office, not sitting around in our house. But if we're struggling in our spiritual life, we need to be in the house of the Lord. So it's good to see everybody here. So let's all stand and show God just how much we appreciate Him by praising along with the praise and worship team.
As long as you want to have your way, Lord, nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare, nor our living hope. Yes. For your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Oh, your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living home. Oh, your presence, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone.
Oh yes, hallelujah.
Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Oh, your presence, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
There's nothing worth more that would ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope.
Yes. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, your presence, Lord.
There's nothing like your presence. Hallelujah.
Tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone.
Jesus,
oh, your presence, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Yes, Jesus, Jesus, yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be your presence, Lord. Oh, your presence, Lord. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me.
Is that your prayer today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Hallelujah. Yes, that ought to be everybody's Lord. Prayer here today.
I give myself away so you can use me.
Take my heart. In your hands,
I give myself away.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Do you give yourself away today? Hallelujah.
I give myself away so you can use me.
Take my heart.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands.
I give myself away.
Yes, I do, Lord.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
I give myself away.
I give myself away so you can use me.
Come on, just lift your hands and love the Lord today. Hallelujah. Let's surrender to Him. Give Him everything.
Lord, I love
you. Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, desire is revealed in me. I give myself away.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
I give myself away.
I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. I give myself away.
I give myself away, Lord.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
I give myself away, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I give myself away.
I give myself away.
So you can use me.
Praise God. Come on, let's just lift our hands and give Him some praise and glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Yes. Do you give yourself away today?
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Or do you just give yourself away when it doesn't inconvenience you?
Right.
You know, a lot of people, they'll give themselves to God as long as it doesn't interfere with their sporting event.
Right.
They'll give themselves to God as long as they don't have to go to somebody they don't know and preach His word. God needs us to give ourselves away so He can use us. He can use us the way He needs to use us, not the way we want to be used, but the way He needs us to be used. And sometimes that's going to take us out of our comfort zone. It's going to put us in situations where we may not feel comfortable or want to be in, but that's when we can do the most good. That's when God can use us the most. All three of these songs are just saying, you know, come into this place, fill us with your presence. I give myself away. God just wants us. He doesn't want anything else. He just wants us. He wants us unconditionally. Now, we shouldn't have animals that provide more unconditional love than we can towards our God. We need to show Him that it doesn't matter where we are, what we're doing, what situation we're in. We're going to trust in Him, and we're going to love Him the best we can, and to our fullest, to our, you know, our whole heart is for Him and nobody else. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We do have one special singer today, or Brother Randall, special singer, special player, whatever. He's going to come off the drums, and he's going to grace us with, I don't know, piano, bass, guitar. What are you going to play for us? Keyboard? He's going to play the keyboard for us today. Amen. So let's all praise along with Brother Randall as he sings for the Lord.
Hello? Hello? I think I have to bring it up a little. Oh, there we go. Testing. Okay. I think so. Where can I run from your presence? Where can I flee from you? Even if I hide in the highest mountain, you are there.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Brother Randall. When Brother Randall came here, he played the guitar and he sang for us, and we were very grateful for that. Amen. And then we needed somebody to play the drums, and we didn't know where we were going to turn. And God revealed to us that this gentleman knew how to play the drums, so we started utilizing him for that. Only to find out that now he can play the piano. Brother, God has definitely blessed you with some musical ability. And our church is definitely grateful to have you here, so thank you. Amen. We do want to thank all of our people here and our visitors in the back. I don't know what your name is, but welcome. Amen. Rebecca, good to see you, Rebecca. Thanks for coming. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you a child of God today? Amen. Thank you. Amen. No longer be
you, Jesus.
Fearful of what goes on. I know I struggle with that myself. I see what goes on in the economy and everything that's going on, and I think, oh my gosh, how am I going to be able to retire? You know, I look at my 401k and watch it drop and drop and drop and wonder what's going to happen. But I'm grateful that I have a loving wife that will look at me and say, don't you believe that God's in control? And I say, yes, I do. But in the back of my head, I'm not really believing that, because I see what's going on. And the world just gives us so much to be fearful for. But if we know who's in control, we know that God's in control, everything's going to be okay. And once I accept that and realize that God is in control, there's nothing I can do. I just need to continue to love and worship Him and seek His guidance. Things just start working out. I start looking at my 401k and it starts, you know, growing a little bit. It doesn't have to, you know, double or triple overnight. I don't expect that, but God says, you know, don't worry, I have it under control. It'll be there for you when you need it. You know, what am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? Don't worry, He's got it under control. I step away. I let Him do what He needs to do. Kind of get myself out of the way. And things are just better. My life is smoother.
Amen.
Things just start coming together.
It just works right.
I maybe struggle with something at work. I don't know how I'm going to solve an issue. I just relax. I just turn it over to God. I get it out of my head. 3 o'clock in the morning, God wakes me up and says, here's the answer. And I say, why did I not think of that? That is the simplest solution to the problem. I should have thought that a week ago. And then God just turned, you know, realized, you know, whispers in my head, you weren't accepting a week ago. I would have told you back then, but you wouldn't have known it was me. You would have thought it was yourself. So I'm thankful for everything that He does for me. And everything that He doesn't do for me, because He's kept me from a lot of stuff as well. So I'm definitely grateful for all that. If not, before Sister Amanda sings her song, let's all stand and pray over these prayer requests. And then Sister Amanda will sing. We'll turn it over to the preacher. But Lord, we want to thank You. We want to give You praise and honor. Please come down. Please touch all these needs, all those that are hurting in their bodies, in their minds. Continue to watch over our youth. Let them realize that they need You, and get them in the church. At least get them praying and knowing that You can solve all of their issues, all their problems. We want to pray over those that are hateful towards us. We know that You calm their mind. You can give them a clean heart. We want to continue to thank You and give You honor. Please pray over this service. Give our pastor the words that he needs to get to his congregation. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus.
I take a moment to adore the King of Kings. I take a moment to adore the Lord of Lords. 'Cause every time it's good to praise You, Jesus. So now I take a moment. I take a moment. I take a moment to remember all He's done. So many things that I could never say at all. And every time it's good to praise You, Jesus. So now I take a moment, I take a moment of praise, a moment of worship, a moment to say just how much I love Him, a moment to pray and give Him the glory, a moment to say This is the moment to adore the King of Kings. This is the moment to adore the Lord of Lords. And every time it's good to praise you, Jesus. So now I take a moment. This is the moment. This is the moment to remember all He's done. So many things that I could never say at all. Every time it's good to praise you, Jesus. So now in this moment, this is the moment, a moment of praise. A moment of worship, a moment to say just how much I love Him. Sorry, moment to praise and give Him the glory. A moment to say, Jesus, you are worthy. A moment to praise and a moment to worship. A moment to say just how much I love Him. A moment to pray and give Him the glory. A moment to say, Jesus, you are worthy. Yes, you are worthy of every. Yes, you are worthy of every word. Yes, you are worthy each and every time. We give you glory, 'cause you are worthy. So I'm gonna praise, and I'm gonna worship, and I'm gonna say that I love Him. So I'm gonna pray and give Him the glory. And I'm gonna say, Jesus, you are worthy. So I'm gonna praise and I'm gonna worship and I'm gonna say just how much I love Him. So I'm gonna pray and give Him the glory. And I'm gonna say, Jesus, you are worthy.
Come on, let's give Him some praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. God is good today, isn't He?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I don't think God is finished with us yet here today. I know we have a lot of people out, and I know that sometimes it sounds cliched, but the scripture that says where two or three are gathered together in His name, He is in the midst. Sometimes we say that, but we conduct ourselves as though we don't really believe it. Amen? I've known people before that felt like that they really couldn't give God their best in worship unless they were surrounded by 500 other people or 1,000 other people. And, you know, He deserves your best in worship, regardless of whether there are 10,000 people in the room or you are the only one. He deserves your best in worship. Praise God. I've said before, and I don't say this to be harsh. I don't think it's harsh. But if the only time that you ever get in the presence of God or feel the touch of God is in a crowd, then I have to wonder, what kind of a relationship do you really have? Because when you have a genuine relationship with Him, sometimes He's going to want to talk to you while you're driving down the highway. Sometimes He's going to want to talk to you while you're in the privacy of your own prayer closet, while you're in your bedroom. Sometimes He's going to want to talk to you when you're taking a walk out in the middle of the woods, because that's the way He operates. And some of the greatest blessings I've ever got, ever received, were taking a walk out in the woods all by myself. Praise God. You know what I'm talking about? Amen. And so the Lord is here. I have already felt His presence. But He was here whether I felt His presence or not. And He was here before. Praise God. Praise God. Be flat. Hallelujah. There's an old song. It says, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, do you know it? Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Sing it if you know it. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Is that your prayer today? Oh, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Oh, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word.